If you listen to this podcast, you know that I always talk about how important your comeback rate is. It's not about failure. It's not about how many times you failed. It's about how quickly you can recover and come back from the failures. So if you run a business, you know that it's crucial in business and in health. So if you're in charge of hiring in your company, it should be in every job description to have a fast comeback rate. Whether you're ready to make your next important hire or you need some rehiring tips, Indeed is here to help. Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you your best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make sure your search is that much easier. Also, you only pay for what you need. This is huge as an entrepreneur. You can pause your account at any time and there are no long-term contracts. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. And we know that speed is so important sometimes when you're hiring and trying to scale. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/happy. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/happy. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through December 31st. Okay, you're going to love this. Let me tell you about my secret weapon for learning new things and getting ahead. You guys, it has been hard for me to find time to sit down and read like I used to with starting a new company. And I know so many of you have massive goals, families, and so many other things going on in life. So when you don't have free time and you can't work on personal development, there's an incredible app that solves this problem. You guys, I highly recommend it. It's called Blinkist. Blinkist is really unique. It works on your phone, your tablet, or your web browser. It takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books, and it condenses them down into just 15 minutes that you can read or listen to. So successful people like business leaders are well known for reading a lot of books. Leaders are readers, and Blinkist is made for busy people just like you who want to get to the main points of the book quickly so that you can start using it and implementing it right away. And with its audio feature, Blinkist makes it easy to finish a book during your commute, on your lunch break, or while you exercise. So I like Blinkist because I take it with me all of the time during my workouts. I can get through so many different books and get the main ideas in a short amount of time just on one walk or on one run. So I want to tell you that right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/happy, try it free for 7 days, and save 25% off your new subscription. So with Blinkist, you get unlimited access to read or listen to a massive library of condensed nonfiction books, all the books you want, and all for one low price. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T. Blinkist.com/happy to start your free 7-day trial. And you'll also save 25%, but only when you sign up at Blinkist.com/happy.
If I can really like show up in this other experience in a new way, then I'm going to be stronger because of it.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, 3-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I have been thinking so much about this thought I'm going to share with you. I actually think about it all of the time. And it's the thing that constantly helps me up level and helps free me of the different things that are holding me back. And that is to constantly be looking at your beliefs and challenging them. And I just looked up the definition of what a belief is. And I thought this was such cool insight into exactly what we do and how we function. And it says a belief is an acceptance that a statement is true. So I think we can all think back to a moment when someone has said something to us and we decided that it is truth for us. Maybe it was somebody who was really influential. Maybe it was a parent. Maybe it was a teacher. And then we can also think back to the times when you're with someone that you don't hold on a very high spot in your life and you reject the statement that is true. And this is how beliefs are formed. They end up creating this system of how we're going to show up in the world. And beliefs are not the truth. Now, this might be something to you that seems completely like that might completely throw your world off. I know for me, if somebody said, you know, beliefs aren't true. Like if you look in the dictionary, literally the definition of belief is accepting a statement for truth for yourself. So many people have decided to accept certain things as truth, and why this was challenging for me and why I found it harder to challenge my beliefs in the beginning of, you know, my personal development journey and just really expanding was because I didn't get around other people with bigger ideas. And because I also had a very religious background where it was always, this is the belief and this is what's true. And you never question it or challenge it for yourself because that's just not what we did in our religion growing up. So for me to kind of have these really built-in belief systems and being taught to never challenge these different beliefs from different people, that carried throughout my life. And it ended up really creating a prison for me. And this is something that I want you to look at. So there are places in your life that your belief system is expanding you. It's helping you in such a large way. It's helping you move forward. And then there are places in your life where your belief system is the exact thing that is imprisoning you. And what we want to do is we want to create all empowering beliefs by challenging them and seeing how they can shift into an empowering belief. So I'll give you an example. I've written out a list of questions that we can ask ourselves in order to start challenging those beliefs. And I wrote one down because I'm literally on the road right now. Again, hi everyone, I'm recording from the RV. You're like, okay, we get it. You're in the RV for who knows the rest of your life. But I am on the road and I'm watching these old beliefs come up. And, you know, before this trip, so we just had Chris's mastermind, which was so cool. It was at a place called Under Canvas. You guys, if you've never heard of it, go check it out. I believe their Instagram is just at Under Canvas Official. And we were in the Grand Canyon with this small group of elite entrepreneurs. And Chris was like, hey, do you want to come on this trip? I know we just got off of 30 days on the road. And I was like, no, I don't want to come on this trip because I need to be at home in order to do these calls, in order to fundraise, in order to get my stuff done, in order to contact all these women that I want to contact, to get involved in Light Pink. And I was really, really overwhelmed. I'm like, no, I just got a week of working out and at home. I feel so good again. And I didn't want to go. And I started to question that belief system because the thing that was keeping me from going was the belief that I don't do well on the road and that I need to be at home to get certain things done. So this is my belief system. So where this was holding me back is that I knew that once he was gone, I'd be watching them in the Grand Canyon. I'd be watching them all connect and talk to each other. And I would say, why did I keep myself from that opportunity of connection, expansion, and that shift of energy in opening up my perception to new ideas? And I have some experience in the past that helped me change this belief that made me end up going. And a lot of times the first step that you have to do is actually choose to do the opposite of your belief system in order to create a new experience and belief around it. So what I did when I was feeling this way and saying no to Chris was I was looking at a past experience of how going, even though I didn't want to go, was actually exactly what I needed. I met new people. A lot of people got really engaged in my stories and on Instagram and started looking at my other things and wanted to be involved. I created brand new ideas because I talked to people I wouldn't normally talk to and was connecting deeply with these brand new people. I was getting new ideas because you're out in nature and you're with incredible people and new things were coming my way. And I knew that this was one of those times that I was going to, number one, switch up my energy, start attracting more people, get more people involved with Light Pink because they see you doing really cool things. They see you with other entrepreneurs. They see you having these big, expansive experiences, and they want a part of that. Where if I was just at home in my office, it's kind of not the most exciting thing. And I'm probably not getting, you know, all of these new ideas and connections and all of these people giving me input on the exact things that I'm needing right now. So it's really easy for your belief system to be the very thing that actually holds you back. Now, would I have gotten things done at home? Of course I would have gotten things done at home, but I also know that sometimes I hit this energy wall that's just kind of meh, and I start to just feel like my energy is really stuck. So I know that there are certain things that are really good for me to do, and that is to get out and switch it up, even though my belief system is like, no, you won't be good with that. So I'm going to go back to the questions. And the first question that I have on here is, I need blank to get things done. So as I'm going along, you don't have to write these down. You can just answer them in your head. What's your belief system around, I need blank to get things done? Another question, I'll just go down this list. I have quite a few. I need to be doing blank in order to accomplish this goal. So far, my results from what I have been doing are, I feel blank when this is the routine that I stay in. Now, I kind of want to switch that into, what are your other options? So people are most attracted to my energy when I'm doing blank. People are most attracted to me when I'm hanging around blank. What would you need to support a new belief around this old belief? What would you need to support a new belief around this old belief? So for me, I'll answer that. What would I need to support this new belief that I do better or I can do just as good on the road? Well, I would really need to look at where I start to feel like I fail or where I start to feel like my energy is not good on the road. And for me, a huge part of that has been making sure that no matter how late Chris wants to stay out or how late things go to, that I support myself around bedtime. And that I support myself with water, drinking a lot of water on the road, that I support myself with healthier food, that I support myself with maybe going back and energize or recharging if I feel a little too, you know, like I've been extroverting like crazy when an introvert needs to recharge away, like going and taking that hour that I need or whatever that looks like. And also saying, you know what, this is all for my expansion. So how to support myself around a new belief is to remember that even if it doesn't feel good and I'm tired or I'm staying up a little later than I want to, it's all for your expansion. So that's my belief. This is all for my expansion. If I can really like show up in this other experience in a new way, then I'm going to be stronger because of it. So something else to look at is, what experiences made you hold this past belief that may be contracting you? So looking back at the times that I've said that I don't do well on the road, it's because I was not eating well. I was drinking a lot at night. I was out every single night, staying out late. I didn't have a boundary with my bedtime at all. I was not setting any boundaries also with, you know, saying no to people or staying in really long conversations at different work functions that maybe I didn't want to be in. So I would allow myself to get cornered or pigeonholed, or you know, maybe I would just like sit at a large table with 30 different people and not choose who I sat by and just let it be okay to sit by anyone. Like, I want you guys to really think about this. So no matter what, it's kind of thinking, how can you support yourself in what would feel best in whatever function or on the road or whatever that looks like for you? You know, to choose those people who might recharge you, to make sure you're being intentional and not late for that dinner if you want to make sure that you have a really great experience and you're not just stuck on the end, maybe by someone that you don't enjoy. And that has happened multiple times. And I've also chosen the belief that maybe they opened up a perspective for me that I wasn't seeing, right? Because you can always choose misery out of the belief, or you can choose expansion. So what I'm saying is there's a whole lot of beliefs that you can constantly choose. And what happens is you always have the choice that you can choose the one that's going to expand you, or you can choose the one that's going to contract you, right down to, even if you got this all wrong, I just gave you all these tips of how you can support yourself on the road. Believe me, I've gotten them all wrong multiple times. It's the only way that I've learned. And, you know, I had those moments where I go into the old belief system and I let that be okay. Like, it's all about having grace and trying again and saying, well, this was an experience to remind me of, you know, that I have a choice, and I made, you know, the other choices that did not support me or help me again. And I'm going to go back and try to switch this belief again, because they don't get switched overnight. So back to that last question, what experiences made you hold this past belief? Really look at those and know that you have the power and the opportunity to change those. And then my final question, how could you create a new experience around this that could change your belief? And we just kind of touched on that. So you guys, I hope that this helped, because you always have a choice. And I don't want your beliefs to become a prison, like I have chosen so many times to take a belief and make it something that actually contracts me instead of expands me. So there's a couple of really cool things that is going on for this next year in 2021. You guys, my husband Chris has something called the Income Accelerator, and it's going to be the most amazing intimate experience in 2021. This is for people who already have a business but really want to launch into 2021 in the most powerful way. And what you can do if you want more info on that is to text 310-421-0416 and make sure you text the number 2021. So if you want to be a part of that and see what's going on over there, you can text the number 2021 to, sorry, let's say that again. You can text the number 2021 and you can send that to 310-421-0416. And then there's something that we just came up with that is going to be super small crowd. It's going to be four high performing couples. We are going to have 7 to 8 high performing couples all through 2021 that we want to spend a lot of time with, that we really want to support. If you don't have friends in your life that you feel are supportive of, you know, the demands and needs of a high performing couple, all of the different things that you struggle with as a high performing couple, learning how to talk to each other, learning how to support each other through business, learning that you can have all of these other amazing couples to tap into. We are creating a super supportive small container that we are so excited about. And you can text the word couples to the number 310-421-0416 if you want to be one of those 7 to 8 couples that we are about to embark on the most magical journey, different experiences, adventures, bringing in celebrity speakers. It is going to be mind-blowing. Chris and I created exactly what we've dreamed about and what we want. So we actually created this container not only for you, but for us to be able to experience it with you. We're calling in the most incredible couples that we want to connect with throughout the year and really help go to the next level together. So you guys, I'm super excited about that. Make sure you text that number. Until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.